Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good day, good afternoon, and good morning to all of you. Good afternoon where I am, actually. But anyway, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And I just love the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, today's topic, 10 signs you need more H2O. You all know what that is, right? Scientific method. Well, H2O simply is water. And we're certainly not getting enough of it. Mind you, there are some people who are definitely getting lots of water, but there are others who just don't get enough. So I bring this information to you from Food Matters. And dehydration is simply when your body does not have as much water and fluids as it should. Okay, that's what it means to be dehydrated. You just don't have enough water and fluids. And you can get lots of water from vegetables as well, but water makes up 60 to 80% of our entire body mass. Some people say 65, some people say 75, some people say 80-something. Listen, it's between 60 and 80% just to agree with everyone, just that's the range. That's a 20% range. 60 to 80% of our entire body mass is made up of water. So it makes sense that when we don't consume enough water, that is, all kinds of issues start to occur. Consuming plenty of water each day is critical for your body to work at its optimal best. You want to be a good athlete. You want to be alert at work. You've got to drink water. So if you're not getting enough of it, your body sends, guess what, a whole range of signs that let you know you need to top it up. And today I'm just going to give you 10 tips in which to help you. And knowing that if this is happening to you, you certainly need some more, okay? Here is sign, I should say, 10 signs and some tips as well. Here is sign number one, that you are totally dehydrated, like you just need some water fast. Your head is pounding. I'm like, oh, I don't usually get headaches. Mm-hmm. Well, your body is constantly using up the liquid in your body, consisting not just of water, but essential mineral salts such as sodium and potassium. When your hydration levels drop, a chemical reaction occurs in your blood, which your brain is highly sensitive to. Your brain reacts by triggering a ding, 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 headache. That's what happens. Your brain is reactive, of course. And even if that goes on in your body's going to start talking to you and let you know. Well, the headache gets worse the more water you lose. As the more your blood volume drops, the less oxygen flows to your brain. Less oxygen, more pounding. This causes your blood vessels to dilate and your headache to get worse. So if you don't want those pounding headaches or those annoying, you know, nagging feelings in the back of your head or by your neighbor, wherever it is, frontal, drink some water. Remain hydrated. And at the end of this, I'll just let you know the simple rule for each person, because each person is an individual. Everyone is different. And you just can't say you need 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. In essence, you do, but I'll give you an easier tip. And you've probably heard me say it before, I've been following. But moving on to the next sign that you definitely need some water. Your pipes are clogged. Like, what? Yeah, your pipes. Yeah, we all got some kind of pipes up in there. You know what I'm talking about. Water helps move food waste through your bowels and out of your body. So if you don't have enough water in your system, it won't be able to move your food waste efficiently, resulting in what? Yeah, the C word, constipation. So it may be embarrassing for some, but indeed it happens to lots of Americans specifically. I speak of Americans because I live here and I am an American. But definitely if you are looking to, you know, unclog your pipes, your human pipes, that is, you need to drink more H2O. Okay, here's sign number three, that you are dehydrated. Standing up makes you dizzy. You want to sit down and get up abruptly, you know, just like, whoop, and you start to get, whoa, that's, well, guess what? You're dehydrated. Without enough water in our system, your blood volume and pressure drops, causing us to feel lightheaded or dizzy. And one of the key signs of dehydration is when you stand up quickly and get a sudden rush of lightheadedness. So that's a very key sign. If it's ever happened to you and you said yes, when I asked if it has ever happened to you. And so, well, if it has happened, well, that's the problem. That is the trigger button. You are dehydrated and you need to go grab yourself a glass of water really fast. And, it may be other signs as well, or other meaning to the dizziness. But for the main reason of your dizziness, as soon as you stand up quickly and you feel lightheaded or dizzy, is because you're dehydrated. So just keep that in mind and drink your water. All right, hunger cues are increased. That is the myth of so many people I speak with, even in my own household. I'm hungry. No, you're not. You just ate a half hour ago. You're not hungry. You are dehydrated. When was the last time you drank water? Okay, that's the question you need to ask. Ask yourself, when was the last time you drank water? So that's a telltale sign that you are dehydrated. You know, they're increased. Early signs that you need to drink more can be as subtle as feeling peckish more often. You always want to be snacking on something. If you've eaten enough food during the day but still feel the need to keep snacking, especially on water-based foods such as fruit, this is your body telling you, it's a gentle indicator that you don't actually need more food. You're just simply dehydrated. So try a glass of water instead and see for yourself. Now, when you do that, you drink the water and you wait several minutes. You just don't drink the water and say, oh, well, I'm still hungry. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't had time to take effect and reach your brain, that is. You've got to give it some time. So drink your water and maybe wait for about a half hour and see how you feel. Or, you know, anywhere from 15 minutes to a half hour. See how you feel. And if you know you've eaten enough and you still feel hungry, you are dehydrated, to say the least. You're dehydrated, especially if you haven't drank any water throughout the entire day. And it's like now in the afternoon and you're really, I mean, your stomach is just, woo, you know, sounds like a bear. It's growling, it sounds like a bear. And that's just a sign that you need more water. You just need to, more, for lack of a better word, actually you need water. So here is sign number five, that you need more hydration. Your pee is extra yellow. Yes, your urine is telling you something. It talks to you. Did you know that urine has lips? Well, it does. It talks to you. An obvious sign of dehydration is when your pee has turned a darker shade of yellow, okay? This means your urine is over-concentrated with waste. Yeah, hence what we spoke about before to, unclog your pipes. Well, it happens to your pee as well. It happens because water helps to flush out waste efficiently. So if you drink enough water, you know, we spoke about unclogging your pipes, you're not going to be constipated because you're drinking enough. So it flushes out the waste efficiently, therefore your urine is not a dark shade of yellow. When you're fully hydrated, there's a higher ratio of water to waste, turning it a lighter color, that's your pee, and flushing out your system more effectively. So, I mean, there's all good things about drinking more water, not excessively, but drinking enough. And it helps you, you know, unclog your pipes. It helps you with constipation, as well as flushing out your system more efficiently. So that's it. That's a sign that you are dehydrated. Your urine is certainly talking to you. It's got lips. So listen, please. All right, here's number six. All you can think about is sleep. You're dehydrated. All you can think about, I'm tired. When you can't shake feelings of fatigue, it may be time to up your water intake. When you're hydrated, water moves into your bloodstream from your cells to help maintain the right amount of blood to regulate blood pressure. When you're dehydrated, your blood volume and, in turn, blood pressure drops. Yes, your pressure drops. It becomes weak and lethargic, of course. And it reduces the amount of oxygen content in the blood as well. This lack of oxygen slows our muscle and nerve functions, making us easily fatigued. So if you're feeling like you just need a vacation, and by the way, we all do, trust me, but if you're feeling like you always need a vacation, well, you're probably dehydrated. Not to mention, yeah, you probably do need some more sleep as well, but are you drinking enough water? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Here is a sign number seven, that you need more H2O. Things are heating up. All right, you say, where? I'm going to tell you. Your body requires adequate water to regulate body temperature. When we overheat, we sweat. And sweat helps the body to lower its temperature through evaporative cooling. Because sweat is mostly made up of water, when you're dehydrated, you won't sweat much. And guess what can happen? You can quickly overheat. So if you're not drinking enough water, you're obviously dehydrated. It's just that natural. That's a no-brainer. You're dehydrated because you're not drinking enough. You're not drinking enough, hence you're dehydrated. And so you're not sweating enough is because you don't have enough water to replenish what you're losing when you're working out. So exercising, or if the temperature gets, you know, too high, you're not sweating, you're just sitting there. It's like, for lack of a better phrase, don't be offended, like a pig, because pigs do not have sweat glands. They just can't sweat. And so you need to drink up, maintain hydration so that you can replenish what you're losing and your body will not overheat. Here is sign number eight as to why you will be dehydrated and why you need to drink more water. A dry mouth sets in. Dry mouth. An obvious indicator that your body is desperate for hydration is a dry mouth and slightly swollen tongue. You know, maybe this is some time to examine what your tongue really looks at. Not many people, you know, stick out the tongue in a mirror and look at it and examine it, but maybe this is something that you need to do and you'll realize that, wow, you know, it looks totally different. Slightly swollen tongue and a dry mouth. You are dehydrated. Your mouth is a naturally moist environment. So when it's dry, it's time to grab a glass. So it's just that quite simple. You need to drink more water so that you don't have a dry mouth and that your tongue does not swell. Because, once again, your body talks to you. It tells you something's going on. If you're feeling pain, if things are changing colors, something is going on with your body. Your body's talking to you. And yes, it has a mouth, and you speak, you control it. But indeed, when you see these signs or when you feel these signs, you need to take notice and do something about it. Here's sign number nine, that we need more hydration. You need more hydration if your muscles start cramping. And this is quite simply not the only reason why your muscles cramp. There are other reasons as well, and I'll get into that momentarily, but your muscles start cramping. That means you're dehydrated. Adequate hydration and electrolyte balance is essential for proper muscle contraction. When you're dehydrated, your electrolyte balance is affected. When sodium and potassium stores are low, you can end up with painful muscle spasms. If fluid levels are low, a muscle or even just a section of a muscle can contract or spasm involuntarily. Hydrating can help prevent continued cramping. So here's what you got to do. Athletes, are you listening? Drink up. Just drink up. And one of the other reasons why you may get some cramping, and that's not necessarily the muscles, is if you eat and then, you know, you work out, you don't want to do that. But specifically, your muscles cramping, you're simply dehydrated. And if you want to avoid the muscle spasms, then indeed, drink up. You're probably saying, like, wow, I really do need to drink more water after listening to all these signs. that I needed. So on that note, we're going to go right into the last sign that you need more H2O. Your skin does not play basketball. Just as simple. Your skin just isn't bouncing back. To keep skin looking young and to prevent sagging, hydration is vitally important. Ladies, you need your beauty sleep, yes indeed, but you need to take care of your body in the form of drinking enough water so that your skin can play the game, all right? A simple test to see if you're dehydrated is the pinch test, okay? It's the pinch test, pinching your skin to see how fast it bounces back. It snaps back to normal quickly. Guess what? You're hydrated. No problem. No need to do anything. But if it takes a while, you're likely in need of some hydration. This likely occurs with moderate to severe dehydration. 10-20% or more of your body is dehydrated, right? Because remember, we're made up of 60-80% water. So, for example, heatstroke and excessive perspiration. Got that? Heatstroke and excessive perspiration. That's severe dehydration. Hydrate immediately but slowly to prevent shock changes in blood volume and pressure. Okay, so once again, you need not to wait until that time comes, because if you go through these systems or through these symptoms, I should say, that you're feeling, you're already dehydrated. It's too late. You dehydrated already. And so you have to replenish it, but you have to make sure that you do it in a timely fashion as well. You know, immediately drink a glass or two and then wait a few minutes, you know, several minutes, half hour to an hour, and then drink another glass. And, over time, you'll feel better. You don't want to overheat. You don't want to get a headache. You don't want to pass out as the weather approaches, in the 70s and 80s and eventually 90s. We'll get there. It feels like it's taking forever, but we'll get there. So you've got to make sure that you're hydrated. Athletes, I'm talking to you. Make sure that you are hydrated before, during, and after your workout or your competition or whatever it is. Make sure that you're well dehydrated. It's so important for athletes to do. And so on that note, I'm just going to simply share with you, and I've said it so many times before, if you've listened to any of my previous broadcasts, the most easiest way to figure out how much water you need is to just chop your body weight in half, and that is the amount of water you need to drink as far as the number is concerned. So if you weigh 150, chop it in half, you get 75. You need to be drinking 75 ounces of water on a daily basis. It's just that simple. So once again, the key to how much water should you be drinking? Well, it's half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, that's half of that is 50. You need to be drinking 50 ounces of water on a daily basis. And that is a little over 6 cups of water, because we know that there are 8 ounces in each cup. So if it's 50, then it's definitely a little bit over 6 glasses of water on a daily basis. So just remember that it is important to stay well hydrated, especially as the weather gets warmer. We lose more, we sweat more, perhaps, some of us. You need to replenish that. So think about the disservice you're doing to your body if you do not hydrate. And I've already gone through 10 tips, or signs, I should say, 10 signs and what you need to do, just drink water. 10 telltale signs of why you're dehydrated and why you may need to drink up. So just remember that. Keep that in mind. I hope indeed everyone learned something from that. And we are going on into Wednesday's Word, but before that, I've got an announcement that I'd like to make, and we are going to be starting the Spring Shakedown Detox Program on the last day of May. And the last day of May is a Sunday, which is the 31st, for 7 days. Stay tuned for some information linked most likely in next week's broadcast, where you can sign up for your detox, your spring detox program, your challenge, and you know, lose that sluggish weight that you've built up over the holidays and, you know, get your body in tip-top shape right in time for the summer. And, you know, if you're looking for more energy and, you know, more hydration is key. We've already spoken about that. But if you're looking for more energy and more clear thinking, your skin to be more elastic, we're going to go through this detox program, which is in the spring. And so this spring's dates, May the 31st through June the 6th. So stay tuned for some links forthcoming in future broadcasts. And therefore, we're going to go into Wednesday's word, which comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion, questioning. That is the topic of this devotion, questioning. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. Psalm 51, verse 12. It is not unusual for persons in their early 20s to defect from their early teaching. The reasons are many. Perhaps their exposure to unbelief took better than their exposure to belief. This is often the case, for the Bible says, the heart of man is deceitful above all things. The human heart is as prepared by sin to accept unbelief as faith. Some person they regard highly has undoubtedly influenced their thinking. And for the time being, they look on their early training as bunk. As someone has said, a little learning may take a man away from God, but full understanding will bring him back. Some of the staunchest Christians I know are people who had periods in their life when they questioned the Bible, Christ, and God. But as they continued to examine the matter, there was overwhelming evidence that only the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That is Wednesday's word. So listen, folks, I'd love to hear from you on, and remember to stay and remain hydrated. Remain hydrated because your body needs it. And guess what? Your body will thank you. Okay, so everyone, on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, God bless you and bye-bye.